Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, June 14th, 2010. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, the editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com, sitting in for Alex while he's out of town working on a project. And we're going to go to your calls at the bottom of the hour, so get lined up on the boards and we'll get to you in the second half of this first hour. In the aftermath of my sit-in, in the 3 hours after I finish here, we've got a compilation of outstanding interviews which Alex has done over the past couple of weeks, including Jesse Ventura and Alan Hart. So be sure to stay tuned for that if you missed it the first time around. Now, in anticipation of Chris Matthews and MSNBC airing this huge hit piece on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, The Rise of the New Right, we're going to take an in-depth look at how, while smearing peaceful grassroots American citizens and anti-big government protesters, anti-bailout protesters, as domestic terrorists and racist radicals, simply for opposing the growth of big government and being vocal about it and the tyranny that comes with it, Matthews has concurrently been running defense for a real domestic terrorist and the man who helped launch Barack Obama, Barry Sotero's political career in his living room. I refer, of course, to Bill Ayers, former leader of the violent communist revolutionary terrorist organization, the Weather Underground, a group that carried out bombings against government buildings, the State Department, the Pentagon, the Capitol building, to name but three. And this demonization of grassroots political activists is, while in reality, while in the MSNBC and the corporate media are saying that there's this new frontier of hate and that there's this violent extremism that is coming from the, quote, right-wingers, in reality, the only violence is coming from zealous Obama supporters, the Obamanoids. And this ties into a big story that's doing the rounds today, which comes from biggovernment.com. And we'll be posting this very shortly on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And this is Democrat Congressman Bob Etheridge assaulting students who ask him merely if he supports the Obama agenda after a Nancy Pelosi event at which she was speaking. So we'll play this clip now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners will be able to hear it too. So we go to this clip of Bob Etheridge.
Hi, Congressman. How are you? Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
So the clip continues after that. Perhaps we'll play the full clip later, but it's only a minute long. And it's basically this congressman, he's walking down the street. You'll be able to see it on prisonplanet.com. These student reporters ask him if he supports the Obama agenda. And he immediately starts assaulting them, assaulting their camera. He actually grabs one of them round the neck and goes into a kind of mini half Nelson on him. And then he obviously repeats this moronic zombified statement. Who are you? Who are you? So it's yet another example of, you know, while the mainstream media criticizes any opposition to the government as a new frontier of violent extremism, the only violence is coming from pro-Obama goons like this congressman and Obama's own supporters. So we'll be back after the break to delve into that further on the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Show with me, your sitting host, Paul Joseph Watson, while Alex is away working on a project. Now, as we were discussing before the break, while Chris Matthews and MSNBC are preparing to smear grassroots Americans as violent radicals with this upcoming hit piece, The Rise of the New Right, which airs on MSNBC this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Democratic congressmen actually physically assaulting reporters who are merely walking down the street asking this congressman if he supports the Obama agenda. Now, this mirrors what we reported on last week, which was at this anti-bailout protest in North Carolina, where you had this Obamanoid goon descend on the protest and start an argument with the protesters about who was to blame for the financial crisis. And of course, as those of you who have seen the video will know, and YouTube actually scrubbed, deleted, memory hold the video shortly after we posted that article last week, it has since re-emerged. But it shows this Obamanoid activist landing a left hook on this anti-bailout protester who's protesting against big government. So again, and we've documented many other examples which were in the article, while the media is smearing so-called right-wingers, which in reality are just grassroots libertarians, independents, conservatives across the board, as dangerous radicals who are a physical threat, and their free speech represents a threat to the federal government, smearing them as violent radicals and extremists, The only violence is coming from these Obamanoids and these Democratic congressmen that support Obama's agenda. So we've got this hit piece coming up on Wednesday. We got the leaked script last week from a concerned MSNBC staffer. Now, just to understand this, Alex Jones went into this interview. He initially thought he would be interviewed by Chris Matthews, but they sent the production team from MSNBC to interview Alex, and they gave him their word that this would be a balanced and fair biography of the growth of the anti-big government movement. And yet, we received the transcript, we went through it, and it became clear that MSNBC, once again, had resorted to exercising the same tired old cliches about how anyone who criticizes the federal government is basically a dangerous, radical, neo-Nazi racist. They compare them to these obscure radio hosts in the 30s who supported Hitler. So they're smearing us as racists, radicals who probably want to kill people. You had the quote from the Southern Poverty Law Center individual Mark Potak, who said that not Alex Jones, let's be fair, but Alex Jones's listeners want to go on killing sprees. Now, I've been working for Alex for about 8 years, and I've never talked to, received an email, or met an Alex Jones listener who wants to go on a killing spree. Now, you had the Poplawski thing, which was a complete smear. The Pittsburgh cop killer, he actually hated Alex Jones. He left messages on our website, which we found, where he stated that he opposed Alex Jones's peaceful message. Several publications had to retract that, but it's still repeated ad infinitum, even though it's been debunked over and over again. So we're going to get the same kind of rhetoric with this Rise of the New Right hit piece that's coming up on Wednesday, which is unsurprising given the fact that Matthews, and certainly MSNBC as a whole, have made a habit out of portraying Tea Party members, Second Amendment activists, and basically anyone who stands up against big government as part of a new frontier of violent extremism. But for me, and I've been researching this for an article, which is going to go up on prisonplanet.com later today, Matthews' agenda-driven bias is exposed fundamentally with no better a comparison than how he, Matthews, Chris Matthews, during an interview with Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorist, the leader of the Weather Underground, who bombed government buildings in the 70s, basically acted as an apologist for Ayers' terrorist past, and indeed found common ground with Ayers in other areas of US government policy, both domestic and geopolitical. Now, this is important because according to former FBI agent Larry Grathwohl, who was assigned to infiltrate the Weather Underground as a double agent, he actually infiltrated their central committee where Bill Ayers was giving out the orders. He discovered that the Weather Underground were bombing the Pentagon, the State Department, and the Capitol Hill building as part of an attempt to cause the collapse of the United States government and open the door for Chinese and Soviet troops and Cuban troops to occupy the country and set up a communist dictatorship. Now, this is admitted by Grathwohl in his testimony, and he states in this clip that we'll play in a second that Bill Ayers, who was the leader of the Weather Underground, stated that Americans who would try to resist this communist takeover would be taken to, quote, re-education centers in the Southwest, and asked what he would do with those Americans who still refuse to convert to this communist revolution. According to Grathwohl, the FBI agent, Bill Ayers said that they would be eliminated, and he went on to say that 25 million Americans who they would take to these concentration camps, these re-education centers, would be killed. And this is a guy that Chris Matthews has defended publicly during an interview and in the aftermath of that interview, as we shall see. And it's a guy who also launched the political career of Barack Obama in his living room. This is Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorist who bombed the Pentagon, who bombed the State Department and the Capitol building in Washington. Now, in this clip, Grathwohl, the FBI agent, also points out that most of the people advocating this brutality, this slaughter of 25 million Americans, had graduate degrees from Columbia, a well-known education centers. And this ties into the fact that after his terrorist past, Ayers went on to become an influential key figure in the development of Barack Obama's political career, and also a key figure in the American educational establishment, as he is now a professor at Illinois University. So let's play this FBI agent, Grathwohl, describing what the goals were of Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. Let's play the clip.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
So that's Larry Grathwohl, former FBI agent, who was tasked to infiltrate Bill Ayers' Weather Underground organization, saying that if the communist revolution was to be successful, that they would allow Soviet and Russian troops to steam in, and any Americans who tried to resist this new tyranny would be taken to, quote, re-education centers, and if they further resisted to convert to the communist revolution, they would be, quote, eliminated. Now, this is coming from a guy, Bill Ayers, who bombed the Pentagon and the State Department and Capitol Hill building, who Chris Matthews threw softball questions at and found common ground with. He's a domestic terrorist. And yet Matthews, in this new hit piece coming up on Wednesday, says that it's the grassroots American people who are the real violent threat. Now, the most disturbing aspect of what you just heard from Grathwohl was not the likelihood that the Weather Underground could have achieved this communist revolution, which was obviously never going to be successful. It's the fact that the man who expressed these intentions to eliminate 25 million Americans who would resist this takeover went on to become an influential elitist within American educational circles, and also came to the aid and directly influenced and launched, indeed, Barack Obama's political career from his own living room. Now, while Matthews savages anti-big government activists as representing this dangerous threat, he portrays Ayers as, you know, this reasonable, progressive and reformed individual. You can go on YouTube and search for Bill Ayers, Chris Matthews, and we're not going to play it because it's a 20-minute interview, but compare that interview of Ayers with the interview, for example, that Chris Matthews conducted with Oathkeeper and Tea Party activist Sheriff Richard Mack, who's never bombed anything and has vehemently shunned violence of any kind. So contrast Matthews' kid-glove treatment of Ayers, the domestic terrorist, with Richard Mack, who is one of the people he's trying to smear as this dangerous radical. The hypocrisy knows no bounds, and we'll continue with this after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
It's the Alex Jones Show. It's Monday, June 14th. I'm sitting in for Alex. It's Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be taking your calls after the bottom of the hour. The number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. So get lined up on the boards and we'll discuss what we've been covering before the break, which is the fact that MSNBC are readying this huge hit piece, The Rise of the New Right Against Grassroots American Political Activists, while Chris Matthews himself and MSNBC are throwing softball questions to and finding common ground with real domestic terrorists like the former Weather Underground leader Bill Ayers, who, as we played from the FBI agent before the break, planned to allow the invasion of America by these Soviet and Chinese troops and the setup of vast gulags whereby Americans who disagreed with this would be, quote, re-educated or, if not, killed. Now, this is the ultimate example of a domestic terrorist, an extremist, and yet he's being given cover and Chris Matthews is running defense for him while smearing us as the real violent radicals. It's the height of hypocrisy, and it just exposes their agenda-driven bias for what it is. Now, after Chris Matthews interviewed Bill Ayers, which took place in October 2008, after this controversy of Ayers' links with Obama had surfaced, he again ran defense for the domestic terrorist Bill Ayers during an interview with Pat Buchanan, when Buchanan raised Ayers' comments to the New York Times in September 2001, when Ayers said, quote, "I don't regret setting bombs, and I feel we didn't do enough." And then if he was asked if he'd do it all again, and Ayers responded, quote, "I don't want to discount the possibility." So this is a man who not only planned and executed bombings against government buildings in the 70s, but decades later he expresses no remorse whatsoever and even indicates that he would be willing to do it again. And this is a man who has been defended and who has found common ground with Chris Matthews during his interview with Matthews on MSNBC. Now, I mean, it comes as no surprise that Matthews is cozying up to this communist revolutionary Ayers, because Matthews himself once named one of his heroes as the communist ideologue Saul Alinsky. And also recall that during a segment with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, Matthews also let slip the fact that he analyzes politics from a Marxist perspective. And we've got that clip, so we go to that clip now.
No, people, I'm Marxist when it comes to analysis. People judge their current economic circumstances, and then they make political judgments.
This is one of those nights, though, when we can be absolute purists in terms of extrapolating from this one race, because there's only...
So there you have Chris Matthews saying, quote, "I'm Marxist when it comes to analysis." So he's admitting to analyzing politics from a Marxist perspective. Now, what do we do here at the Alex Jones Show? We analyze politics from a constitutionalist stroke libertarian perspective. Why? Because we're constitutionalist stroke libertarians. Now, if Matthews is admitting that he analyzes politics from a Marxist perspective, then what does that make him? It makes him a Marxist. And this was only emphasized by another segment on his MSNBC show, which he had several months ago, whereby he had these guests on from Politico and these other organizations. And Matthews and his guests basically implied that anyone who is skeptical of or expresses disdain or distrust towards government is psychologically insane. Now, where does this come from? It comes from the Soviet mental asylums, which were used by the Soviets, by the communists, to isolate political prisoners by categorizing their distrust of the state as a psychological illness. And it's similar to what happens today in North Korea with Kim Jong-il, where 200 million people are held in gulags because they've expressed distrust of the government, even to just a mild extent. So this is what Matthews was advocating during this debate, where he said that people who distrust government are psychologically insane. Is it any wonder that this is a guy who's defended somebody who once called for giant communist re-education camps in America? And as I said before, the notion that Ayers is merely this reasonable, rational individual is completely contradicted by the fact that he still advocates these kind of methods and he's unrepentant for his bombings against government buildings. Now we'll continue to explore Ayers' ties to Obama himself after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Load up the board with your calls. We'll be getting to you after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Joseph Watson, sitting in for Alex. Now, we're talking about Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorist Weather Underground founder, who was defended by Chris Matthews, who is preparing to smear grassroots Americans as violent radicals and domestic terrorists with this new hit piece coming up on Wednesday. Now, I went into this whole Bill Ayers Obama thing thinking that it was just a political talking point that was exaggerated by the McCain-Palin campaign in 2008. I didn't even pay much heed to it at the time, but I was up until about 2 a.m. last night researching it, and it turns out that it indeed is true that Barack Obama's political career was launched in the living room of Bill Ayers, this domestic terrorist communist revolutionary, and this in fact was admitted to. It was not only reported in the Politico, it was admitted to by Maria Warren, who was a liberal political activist who attended this infamous Ayers-Obama function, who stated quite plainly, quote, "When I first met Barack Obama, he was giving a talk in the living room of those two legends in their own minds, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. They were launching him, introducing him to the Hyde Park community as the best thing since sliced bread." So this is the guy who bombed government buildings, the communist revolutionary Bill Ayers, who helped launch Barack Obama's political career back in 1995. And it's not just the fact that they sat on the same board of this educational organization. The depth of Ayers' relationship with Obama is revealed by the startling revelations that were uncovered by the journalist, the writer Jack Cashel, of Obama's book, Obama's 1995 memoir, Dreams from My Father. Now, Cashel has written over a dozen articles which prove, and this was later backed up and verified by another author called Christopher Anderson, that the terrorist Bill Ayers, the communist revolutionary who wanted to kill 25 million Americans, according to FBI agent Larry Grathwohl, significantly contributed and even wrote significant parts of Obama's 1995 book. Now, in reality, the implications of Obama's ties with Ayers, bearing in mind his history, which Chris Matthews has defended, soft-pedaled, ignored, are frightening. And they go beyond what I'm talking about today, which is MSNBC's hypocrisy. But to research the connection between Ayers and Obama and what Ayers advocated really strikes at the root of the trouble we're in. And in particular, how Barack Obama, Barry Sitero, is a completely hollow sock puppet whose strings are being pulled by the most violent extremists in the elite that are inside America. Remember that Bill Ayers is now a prominent educational establishment member. He's got a professorship with the University of Illinois. So, in summary, while Matthews is preparing to smear peaceful American activists as domestic terrorists, he's actually running defense for a real domestic terrorist who masterminded bombings in America and somebody who went on to become an influential figure in steering Barack Obama's path to the White House. That's a fundamentally frightening story, but it also shows how much hypocrisy Matthews is engaging in when he says that people like Alex Jones are the violent radicals, when he's running defense and agreeing and finding common ground with real violent radicals who carried out bombings like Weather Underground founder Bill Ayers. So I want to hear what you've got to say about this. We'll also cover the other news, if you wish, about BP, the oil spill, the developments there, and whatever else is on your mind. So we're going to go to our first caller now, which is Mark in Florida. Mark, you are on the air. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just wondering, where do you see all this heading as far as with the documentary, whatever you want to call it, that's about to be released on Alex Jones and all this what they're trying to build up against, you know, right-wingers and things like that. Where do you think that's headed, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I think it's clearly heading towards an attempt to shut down free speech, not only in terms of internet censorship, which we already see in developed nations like Australia, where they are now filtering websites which are deemed, quote, offensive. Now, this is not China. This is not North Korea or anywhere like that. It's in Australia, and there are efforts to push that through both in the UK, which is already happening, and in America. So they're going to try and block out our websites. You've heard the Federal Communications Commission going after talk radio and also independent websites like Drudge Report with this so-called Drudge tax, which is also a way of trying to financially eradicate independent bloggers and independent political news websites. And now if they demonize our free speech as violent radicalism, and certainly if they events transpire which are carried out by people supposedly forwarding this violent extremism which we've warned against, then that will be the pretext for increased censorship of not only the Tea Party but basically anyone who opposes big government.
In an off subject kind of question, I had seen on the news, did you see that they're trying to push Predator drones in U.S. airspace?
Yeah, I saw that, and it clearly states that they're going to push to use them for a law enforcement in America, and this is not just going to be on the border where people want to see them introduced for obvious reasons. But this is going to be Predator drones flying around inside the United States, not only spying on people, but eventually they're talking about them being armed as well. So this is a massive advancement of the police state, and it's basically saying that America is now no different from Iraq or Afghanistan, where the so-called, quote, insurgents are going to be targeted by these Predator drones, which are going to be armed with weapons as well as spy capabilities. So, yeah, that was in the Associated Press this morning, that they're now getting ready to introduce Predator drones inside the United States for law enforcement, which shows yet another advancement of this police state that's strangling us. Thanks for the call, Mark. We're going to go to Kobe in New Hampshire. Kobe, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. This is Kobe. I was opening up my inbox this morning, and I got a message from Blizzard, the creators of the World of Warcraft series. And apparently they're integrating a real ID security system into the game. And I thought this was an interesting development because as of 2008, there was 11.5 million people playing that game. And, you know, that's kind of a frightening personal security breach, in my opinion, going in that direction.
Yeah, it's being reported by the web. Like Riptengot.com, World of Warcraft Real ID incoming. And the article says, if you're one of the 11.5 million World of Warcraft players, you should be excited to learn that Blizzard is implementing a new friends list management system dubbed Real ID, which claims to increase the level of interaction players have with each other. Now, do you know anything about exactly what users will be required to do as part of this real ID system? Is it a kind of individual identification system?
It certainly seems like that. I haven't seen specific biometrics or anything like that, but it seems like it's a further way to kind of tie in the Internet 2.0 theory of identifying everyone individually and ensuring that whatever they've done is tracked through their personal ID.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like how the Chinese wanted to individually identify bloggers by each giving them an ID number, which they would be required to obtain before they could write anything on the internet. And it's part of this increasing move towards identification of individuals, taking away the anonymous aspect of the internet, which many people exercise as a tool for their free speech. So, yeah, we'll definitely keep track of this, and we'll be posting it on the website later today. That's a very interesting story. We go to our next caller now, and it's Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to share with you that in Chicago, while attending a pre-Ralph Nader Green party gathering, when I was back then an open Steve Forbes tax reform enthusiast, I was informed that the Greens were actually the front for the communists and the labor unions who were running this leftist-leaning third-party movement. They were hijacking the Greens. You know, the environmental movement was just completely hijacked by these communists. And then while trying to break through back here in Texas into the Libertarian Party, I discovered the same criminal control of the Texas Libertarian Party, refusing to talk. This is the Libertarian Party, and they refused to talk about the war on pot smokers, medicinal marijuana, supporting our troops, with freedom for farmers. You know, the medicinal marijuana really helps traumatic brain injury people, and I can personally give you a testimonial on that. And that's some of this information I was trying to share and run as a candidate and everything and influence their leaning, but it's completely controlled. The third-party movement here in Texas is just completely controlled by either the out-and-out communists and the Greens or the so-called libertarians, and the guy who ran the show here and now in Travis County is now the national leader of the Libertarian Party. So they're just completely stained with criminality and refusal to face real problems and real solutions. And that is, you know, freedom for farmers is a great solution to a whole lot of problems. Family farms, you know, conserving topsoil to help feed our future, getting out of wars, these idiotic wars. If we just come to grips with freedom for farmers, you know, around the world, we make a whole lot of progress.
Yeah, well, the point you raise about the Greens actually now being quite blasé, the communists. That was actually admitted by the Greenpeace founder, Patrick Moore, who resigned from Greenpeace partly in protest that the people who had now taken over the organization were not really interested in environmental protection. They were more interested in advancing this communist feudalist agenda, which, as we have exposed vehemently over the past several years, is exclusively centered around eviscerating the middle class, imposing this post-industrial revolution and turning us back into serfs. So definitely, I mean, the modern environmentalist movement is nothing more than a watermelon. It's green on the outside, it's red on the inside, and these kind of control freaks will dress themselves in any political ideology that suits them at their present time to further their brutal and tyrannical agenda. And that's what we've seen with the Greens advancing this current green fascism. But thanks for your call, Ronnie. We're going to go to John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I've supported Alex Jones, though I'm on the left and against any claims that he was for violence and the rest of it. But I find at this point that what I see as a fascist element from the John Birch Society, this kind of red baiting, because I'm very familiar back in the 60s with the Bill Ayers faction of SDS. It was rabidly anti-communist. The communist faction within SDS, Progressive Labor Party, had the position that Ayers and these others were totally agent provocateurs, that they were trying to discredit the anti-war movement. The Progressive Labor Party was the communist faction within SDS. It agreed with you that this deindustrialization was really a front for this fake liberals within the movement. I found out that the John Birch Society, which is very influential with Alex Jones, you know, specialized in these kinds of outrageous fabrications of so-called FBI agents that would scaremonger about the Russians and the Chinese and the Cubans invading the United States. Just fantastical nightmare type of fabrications that were actually run by Western Goals, which was connected with the John Birch Society and collaborated with police squads to frame up people around the country. Even J. Edgar Hoover, who was a specialist in this kind of smear job with his COINTELPRO, said these guys were absolutely discrediting his ability to discredit people because they were so far off the edge of the world. For you to quote this so-called FBI agent saying that Russia and China and Cuba were going to invade the country, even though there was a Russia-China split, I think really destroys your credibility and places you in the in a totally discredited corner of the John Birch Society, which I find too often influences Alex Jones, who I've supported, even though I disagree with his positions on eliminating programs.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'll respond. Basically, what Grathwohl was saying in that clip was that he asked Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground what would replace the collapse of the American government if a vacuum was to exist. And he basically said that the Weather Underground didn't have any plan for the economic, societal, the governmental restoration of a new government under their ideology. So that's why they said that they just let the Soviets or the Cubans or the Chinese come in. Now, I agree with your point that Ayers himself was never this big anti-establishment figure, which is why, in fact, he was hired and he became part of the political elite when he became an Illinois professor and this big educational establishment figure in America. So the elite certainly used Ayers for their own ends and to create this big idea of the Reds under the bed, which led to a lot of Americans giving up their rights and indeed was the start of this military-industrial complex movement in the 50s. Now, as I stated earlier in the show, I'm not saying that Ayers or the Weather Underground even plausibly would have been able to cause the collapse of America, which would lead to this communist invasion. I'm saying that that was their ideology, and the fact that Chris Matthews defends it while attacking grassroots Americans as political extremists is the height of hypocrisy. So it's not a question of whether Bill Ayers or the communist left-wingers at the time really intended to or had a chance of bringing in this communist revolution. It's the fact that Chris Matthews now gives them softball questions and basically doesn't even grill them on the fact that they supposedly wanted to bring Americans into re-education centers and kill them all. So, I mean, he cannot demonize American citizens as violent radicals while giving aid and comfort to people like Bill Ayers. And it's a fact that Bill Ayers was influential in starting Barack Obama's political career. That's on the record. Thanks for the call. Now we're going to Larry in Louisiana. Larry, you are on the air.
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, good. They had a war in a place they call the colonies here and against what they said was the crown. Now, they teach the children, they call the American children, that they won this Revolutionary War. What do they teach the children in England, Britain, about who won that war?
I'll answer that after the break, Larry. We're coming up now on a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to squeeze in more of your calls after the break, so stay tuned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Final segment of the first hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex. We had a caller before the break asking how the American Revolution was taught to British children in British schools. From my experience, the American Revolution is not taught up until high school. Certainly the courses I took at university, you know, college level, there was no option to study the American Revolution. Basically, it's completely ignored. The reason I left university eventually was because They were teaching the fact that Lenin and Stalin were basically brilliant and that everything they did was saintly. So that was a good reason to leave. What concerns me, as is seen in Alex's video, The Road to Tyranny, is the fact that FEMA now teaches law enforcement personnel that the Founding Fathers were terrorists. And this ties into the Mayak report and how anyone who believes that the Constitution isn't being followed, as Chris Matthews also smears us, are violent radicals. So we're going to go to the next call now, which is Miguel in New York. You are on the air. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, what's in your mind?
What are we going to do after they take down the internet? Because, you know, I have my friend co-host a website, and, you know, we're not conspiracy theories. We just cover the facts. We just cover the facts that laid it out. So what are you going to do when they implement internet too?
Well, basically, they're going to first bring it in by censoring websites. They're not going to bring down the entire internet. They're just going to try and require people to get a license to operate a website. And if it comes to that, we're just going to have to go back to the old-fashioned methods. You know, there's a call-in line for people to listen to the Alex Jones show. We'll still be on conventional radio if they don't shut that down. And it's basically going to go back to the days of pamphleteering and magazines and newsletters, I guess. But I don't see them getting that through. There'll be a massive resistance against it. And the way things are going, they have no momentum with which to push it through. But thanks for the call. We've got to move quick because we're nearing the end of the hour. And it's Janice in Texas. Janice, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul. We moved to the Central Texas, like, in the middle of the hill country, and I look after my mom, who's like older. We were seeing these things in the sky, and we thought they were like UFOs, you know, whatever. And they're not. And I was just, let me finish here. I was at the gas station, and I saw this guy that was filling up all these gas tanks in this weird travel truck, and it said travel search. And I was like, what on earth sort of vehicle is that? And I asked him, I said, well, you know, what's travel search? What do you do? And he said, oh, we look for people. And I said, you look for people? And he said, yeah. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, we run drones. There are drones. They're all over Texas. I mean, they're out every night. I'm scared to death to even call because I see them outside. And I'm just saying, it isn't coming. It's here.
No, you're right. I mean, there's no doubt that drones for law enforcement are already being practiced and indeed used in major American cities. Indeed, today, as we discussed earlier, it was announced that Predator drones would be used for law enforcement. So there's no debate as to whether that's happening and that they're preparing for it. And it's going to be the next phase of this surveillance process against the American people, which is almost exclusively circled around making people afraid, making people scared, so that they're scared to even speak out in the first place. So you just have to get past the fear and go ahead and exercise your freedoms anyway, because if you do so, then the only step they can then take to stop that is, you know, by incarceration, and that will then expose them as the tyrants that they are. Thanks for the call, Janice. And we're going to go to Pat in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, Paul. This call is regarding the BP oil spill.
Okay, call back tomorrow. That's the end of the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.